Good Sunday morning, Jacksonville. My name is Josh McCarthy here with News 104.5 WOKV, and I want to welcome you to another weekend of the Ask the Experts weekend. And this expert show is dedicated to the workforce of today and tomorrow. Pete, the job guy Langlois, introduces his listeners to Jacksonville's most innovative companies, and he explores the career journeys behind some of Jacksonville's top influential individuals. And this is all done, all of it, with an honest and entertaining filter that is unique to Pete Langlois, the hard worker himself. Take it away, Pete.
Good morning, all you hard workers. You did it. You yawned, you stretched, you got up, you had yourself a cup of coffee, and then you made one of the single best decisions that you could make this Sunday morning. And what is that? That is spending your time listening to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy. And that's me. So why is that a good decision? Because as you heard Josh say, as he says every Sunday morning, this show is dedicated to the workforce of today and tomorrow. So who's that? That's you, folks. This show is dedicated to you, to your kids, to your parents, right? Because we're all intertwined one way or another with the workforce. We're either in it, we're going to be in it, or we were in it, right? There's not a whole lot of people that have a huge trust fund and they don't need any income, right? The overwhelming majority of us need to work, or we did work, or we're going to work. So this show is dedicated to the workforce of today and tomorrow. And what we strive to do each week is give you information. And that information is going to help you to be more effective or productive in your career. We help you, like, this is the thing, because I tell you where I've made mistakes. My guests are an open book as well. And we talk about some of the mistakes we've made, not to beat ourselves up, but to tell you, hey, look, I took a left here in my career where I should have taken a right, or I stepped in this pothole, right? And we tell you about it, but then we also give you tips so you'll stay on the right path, or you'll avoid the pitfalls that we've stepped in and things that we've had happen to us. That's the show. Right? We help give you that advice, that career advice and tips to help you to be more effective and productive, and that's why you're here. So I invite you to sit back and listen, learn, laugh a little bit, because the show's kind of funny. But, you know, maybe take some notes or think of something that you'll do differently as a result of the listening to the show this morning. That's it. So, and you know, I have, for those of you that are longtime listeners, because we've been doing this quite a while now, I have my weekly contributors that are like nobody else's. I have Boston Danny. If you ever have someone that you want to recognize, maybe it's somebody's birthday, an anniversary, or they've accomplished something special, go to PeteTheJobGuy.com and you can fill out a little form on there online and ask for your shout out, because Boston Danny will give them a wicked piss a shout out like only Boston Danny can. And it's always fun to have a little recognition. You tell your kids, you know, maybe it's their birthday or something, and Boston Danny will read them a shout out and they get to hear it on the radio, and it's pretty cool. My other weekly contributor is Coach Larry O'Brien. And Coach Larry O'Brien is the chief learning officer of Mendoza and O'Brien. And Coach Larry helps managers to become more effective leaders. That's what he does. And he is probably the best in the business. And what get probably out of there? He is the best in the business. He delivers his training in both English and Spanish, and he is phenomenal. And each week he does about a 5-minute segment, and we isolate them on our website too. So if, let's say, you want to learn how to delegate better, or, you know, how to deal with a difficult individual, or whatever it is, we isolate his 5 minutes. So you can go right to that under weekly contributors on PeteTheJobGuy.com. Go to Coach Larry, see what it is that you need maybe a little help or some coaching on, and then listen to it. And then you do what he says, and your life will be a little bit better for it. So we're proud to have Coach Larry and Boston Danny as our weekly contributors. So, you know, and if you do listen to the show, you know, I kick off every show with a little bit of a story. And today I'm going to tell you a story, and it's about mentorship. Mentor. Man, that's a role that if you take that on, that's something you really need to take on seriously. You know, and I've had some great mentors in my career, but the best one by far, and I put something out on my social media this week, and I invite you to follow me, PeteTheJobGuy.com. Link in with me on LinkedIn. My name's Pete Langlois, but you can always find me under Pete the Job Guy. You'll see me on Instagram and Twitter and all that other fun stuff. But I put something out this week that
I had a great mentor, and I was so proud that he saw something in me, and he believed in me, and he took a chance with me. And his name is Ron Smith. And Ron Smith is the former founder and CEO of SNI Companies. He also founded and built Staffing Edge, which was fantastic. He ended up selling that after a number of years. Very successful sale. And prior to that, he was a pioneer at a large international staffing firm. Ron's been in this business a long time. But there's a lot of people that kind of go through business in their careers, in their journeymen, or they get to mid-level management. Ron Smith is the founder, owner, bootstrapped it. Ron Smith, he didn't tell me to do anything that he couldn't do himself. And he gave me increasing levels of responsibility. And, you know, I started with SNI Companies back in 2009. I opened a few offices for him. I opened one right here in Jacksonville, Florida. And it was nothing. SNI meant nothing to anybody in 2009. It was just three letters, Sam Nancy Indigo, SNI. But, you know, we built that so big that we were one of the largest staffing agencies right here in Jacksonville. And not only that, we had 41 business developers and recruiters. It was really, really exciting. But, you know, I delivered a lot for Ron. And then he would give me more of a challenge. You know, I launched technology staffing and consulting as a service division. Okay, I did. And I went from being the managing director of Jacksonville to the vice president of SNI Technology. Ron says, well, open up these other offices and, you know, in Denver and Atlanta and all. And I also became the vice president of the emerging region. You know, all these new offices he had me open. You know, and but I, you know, in turn, because he pushed me and gave me additional responsibility, I delivered and I grew these offices and built them. And he said in his 35-year career, he had never seen anybody reach sustained profitability and new office ventures faster than me. And it made me feel good and it challenged me more. Ron put me in charge of the entire company and made me the executive vice president of operations. So all businesses, 37 offices, 400 employees, $116, $117 million top-line business, we grew it quite a bit. And Ron believed in me and made me his chief operating officer years back. Ron guided me through tough times. He let me stumble. You know, he gave me enough that I could make the business decisions on my own, good and bad. And I've just never had anybody that trusted me, gave me that level of responsibility, drove me. Ron was hard. I mean, no day was easy under his leadership. But I think that's what made me grow and stretch. He set the bar very high every day. He was clear with his communications and his directions. There was a system of rewards and consequences for my results. And I'm forever thankful for Ron Smith as being my mentor. I want you to think for a bit today. Who was your mentor? Who was your mentor? Someone that believed in you. Someone that helped you, that stretched you, that pushed you through growth in your career. And I want you to write that name down. And I want you to think, have you ever really, really thanked that person? Have you ever really stopped to just say, you know, maybe you write him a card or her a card, and maybe it's a phone call and say, you know what, I just really want to say thank you. You helped me. So, guys, this is your one exercise for today. You know, make sure you recognize that mentor and make sure you stop to show sincere appreciation to that individual. All right. Now, each week I have some of Jacksonville's greatest guests, and today is a best of show. And that means you're going to hear little quips and excerpts from some of the guests that I've had over the years, over the year and a half. And I get to pick which ones. Josh and I sit here. We go through all the ones and we like, who do we like? Who do we not like? But Josh, you're on with me today. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, Pete. How are you doing this day?
I'm doing just fine. Now, listen, I talked first, before we get into all the people, I talked a little bit about mentorship. Did you have a mentor?
I did, yeah. And like, in general, I'd say my biggest mentor in my life has been my dad. That old answer is he taught me the most how to just get through life, how to respect is not given, you got to earn, how to just treat people with respect, you know?
Yep.
He was never really just kind of a hold your hand, this is how I'm going to take care of you. He taught me how to be independent.
Bah, yeah.
But if I had to choose a professional mentor, it'd probably be one of my first managers at, I worked at a Sonny's barbecue for a long time. His name was John. And he, just the same kind of thing. If you want people to respect you, you have to be stern, but still kind of, can like help them out a lot. You can't just be this guy who's just hammering everybody down. And if you want people to just treat you the way and like to maximize people's qualities, you just have to kind of be there for them and just show them the right way to do things.
You ever say thank you to him?
I haven't yet, no.
Oh, you're going
to
do it?
You got me to, probably, yeah. I haven't talked to him. It wasn't nearly as a, as long of a time as it sounded like you and Ron.
Right.
But I probably should reach out to him and say, you know, just thank you. I still think of you whenever I think about good examples of a leader. You're the first name that comes to my mind.
I got to say, right now, the greatest thing about the internet now is people are so accessible. So it'll probably take you 10 minutes to look them up on LinkedIn or something, and you'll find them. And it's easy. You just send them a note. Now, I've tried to do that with a lot of different people. And I'll tell you, because I've managed so many people over the last 25, 30 years, I periodically get a little nod from people. They'll reach out to me and say, hey, you were, I just want to let you know you're very instrumental in my success. And I'll tell you what, it's a feel-good moment. So Rob is his name. Is that what you said?
John.
John. Yep. Reach out to John. Josh, doggone it, would you?
I'm doing it. I'm Googling him right now.
I see you doing that. All right. Now, okay, guys, we've had some great guests. And not too terribly long ago, we had Robert Holcomb and Mark McCombs on. And you know I'm a big proponent of STEM, right? STEM education, science, technology, engineering, mathematics. And these guys, I mean, Robert is so passionate about, he's an educator here in Jacksonville, works for Providence Schools. He's also passionate about robotics. And Mark McCombs is the founder of Renaissance Jax. And they came on, Josh, they were a lot of fun in the studio.
Oh, man, they were a blast. We were, it felt at times like we were guests on his show.
Really? Really?
Yeah, he had an agenda and he was getting it out there.
Mark was funny with that.
He was a blast.
Yeah. But you know, and Robert was so eloquently spoken, and they talked to us. I'm going to play an excerpt right now. Josh, if you'd play the one where they really talked about Legos and how they use Legos to help facilitate growth in robotics and all the STEM education. So why don't we go ahead with no further ado, let's listen to Robert Holcomb and Mark McCombs. What is the age, or how early is too early to get involved in robotics?
I like to start right with the ABCs. Over at Providence, we start right in kindergarten. We have them doing coding lessons in kindergarten. I do things with Lego a lot. And
Legos? Like Lego the building blocks?
Yeah, I love Legos. And I didn't start playing with Legos until like I was 37, and I'm 40 now. And it just got me really interested because I could see the aha moments with the kids. And pretty much every student knows how to use Legos. And Lego has a bunch of different robotic platforms. They have Lego WeDo and EV3s. And we use those in the classroom a lot. And I really love how they get together as a team and problem solve, and they create a little robot, and the excitement of learning where they, like, they create just a simple little cooling fan that spins around.
Yeah.
And they're all working together because students, you know, they don't like to work together these days. You go to a restaurant or something and you see they're all on their phones. They're all doing individual activities. So it helps them to get together, to work together. And Lego provides that platform. So I think as early as you can, and there's so many products out there that they can use.
And Bob, just for parents listening in, I want to make sure, parents, that you understand there's a difference between Lego and Lego education. They're two separate divisions of the Lego group. Lego Education is actually a completely separate entity which focuses on education, curriculum development, and small devices and learning opportunities that gets kids to think in a quantifiably different way. And that's important because they are changing. Education, as we know, they're on the cutting edge of the ways in which creativity is experienced by a young person. And we, again, it's if you ask a hard question, you get a hard answer. Well, Lego has self-guided curriculum. The software is free. You just got to get the little educational bits. And one of the things that is so critical is that we get these things into the classroom, because let me be honest, STEM, if you want to play the game, you've got to read the rules. And this whole notion that robotics teaches literacy is 100% true, because comprehension and true understanding, rather than just rote memorization for the sake of passing a test, that is the name of the game. What kind of employer wants you to memorize something? You could easily be replaced with a robot if you're just doing the same thing every time.
You know, Josh, it's funny. Just listening to that again, didn't it bring you right back
to the
room?
He's a lightning rod, man. I mean, it's just, it puts a smile on my face listening to it. To those two, yeah.
Mark is quick, so precise. And, you know, he's very, very precise with what he says, but there's no oohs and ahs. And Robert is so well-spoken, and he's poised. The information that they shared was great, but the camaraderie, we had fun that day.
Yeah, they were a team. Yeah, it was just a guy. I mean, what a guy.
All right, so we are going to have Robert Bob Holcomb and Mark McCombs back very soon.
Yeah, we have to.
Even if it's just for our edification. Yeah. Cause
just go have a beer with them.
Right. They were great. All right, guys. We're going to take a quick commercial break. You're listening to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on News 104.5 WOKV.
What's up, Jacksonville? Angie here, president of Angie Staffing. If you're finding it harder and harder to find the right candidates or your ads are letting you down, call me, Angie Staffing, 904-703-8880. I have over 20 years of experience right here in Jacksonville. I can help with anything, accounting, finance, legal, even that one position that's impossible to fill. Angie Staffing, 904-703-8880. We're bringing back the hustle.
All right. That was a great commercial from somebody that I deeply respect. All right. Guys, if you're just joining us now, this is a best of show. Josh and I are talking about some of the great guests that we've had, and we're playing excerpts that we really, really enjoyed. And I know that you're going to learn something from listening to, and especially this next one. It wasn't long ago that we had John Purton, and John is the vice president of business development for Brightmove right here in Jacksonville. And, you know, we were talking about how hard it is to find qualified applicants for a lot of people nowadays. And I know I'm in the staffing industry. That's why people reach out to me, because I have, number one, I'm one of the best recruiters because I've been doing it for over 20 years. My wife's been doing it for over 20 years with me, and our team are the best, most qualified recruiters in town. But not only do you have to be good at recruiting, you have to have the best tools. And I have Brightmove as my CRM tool, and Brightmove interfaces with all my other applications and boards and tools and all that. So, I'm proud to say that I have that product to give me an unfair advantage against my competition, and that's what it's all about. But it's harder and harder to find candidates. And John was talking about, he actually gave us some tips to help the quality of your ad to get better results. Because, you know, if you go, and you guys know how it is, you put out an ad for an open position that you have, and you might be getting marginal results, or you're disappointed, like Angie said in her commercial, you're disappointed with the results. John gives us real world tips to help make those ads more effective, because like we say, there hasn't been a qualified candidate genocide. They're out there. They're just harder to find, and you have to build a better mousetrap. And you know what, Josh, without any further ado, let's play the segment with John Purton from Brightmove.
You know, there are great candidates out there. I think the unemployment rate last time I checked here in Jacksonville was under 4%, probably closer to under 3%.
If I may,
yeah, please.
In some of the professional services sector, like technology and accounting, it's 1.8% and 2.1% respectively, yep. Which is essentially zero.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you know, I was preparing for this today, and I did a quick search. Speaking of information technology, quick search, .NET developer, Jacksonville, Florida, 25-mile radius, 242 job postings, 242 of them, right here in Jacksonville. So how do you stand out? How do you attract candidates with that much clutter, with that much competition, right? So it's a couple of things. Number one, it's distribution. Getting that job description or that offer of employment in front of as many candidates and applicants as possible. So you got to get it out to multiple job boards. You got to get it out to social media. You've got to be able to communicate to multiple platforms how great your opportunity is. And without a great tool like Brightmove, you know, you could log into multiple systems. Maybe you get the ad out there. Maybe you lose something in translation from one posting to the next. But it really is. It's more than just a good job description today.
Okay, the distribution is part of casting a bigger net.
Yes.
Okay, and absolutely. Making sure all the bases are covered. What are some of, like, other factors that, like, would make
that job order get the attention, or you know, what is it that would make yours stand out, or what if you talk to me? I'm kind
of So there's a couple of things that go along with it, and you kind of touched on it. It does take a village to recruit today, especially for highly qualified skill sets. I mean, data scientists, developers, artificial intelligence programmers, you know, STEM technology, any of those things where there is a short supply, high demand skill set, you've got to stand out. So a couple of things, if you're doing these basic things today, stop doing it right now. Mm. All right. Number one, post the salary. Tell people what you can pay. Don't put competitive pay and benefits in there. That's a generic hollow term. Candidates are savvy to it. They're not going to respond. That's number one.
Can I encourage people,
please,
guys, take a pen and paper out right now and write this down. If you're a millennial or you copy things down better with your thumbs, get your device out. Write this down, because John is going to give you tips to make your post stand out, to get the attention of the proper qualified candidates. Okay, number one, John, if you'd repeat that one more
number time. Number one, salary information. Put the compensation up there. You don't want to have candidates go through the process that are either too high above the pay grade or too low above the pay grade. Just put it out there. 90% of the candidates will respond if they're in the right salary range. Number two, get rid of the generic job description. Okay. Put some thought into it. You are telling a story about your organization. You are setting the tone for this employee coming on board to help your company grow and to add value. Now, look, the average tenure right now for employees in 2019 is 3.8 years. 2014, it was 5.5 years, right? So these people are going to make changes. They are going to look. You've got to set the tone with them from the get-go on what they can expect as an employer, right? It's employment. The third thing is peer stories, social media. You've got to include the rest of your organization. There are some employers here in Jacksonville that do a tremendous job of engaging their current employee base to help recruit new talent and retain top talent. I encourage you to check out a couple of local companies like Vercura, Availity, Fanatics. These are companies that get branding, they get strategy, and they get selling the opportunity to their organization.
Wow, just listening to John, you know, what one thing I like about him is his enthusiasm and his energy. It's pretty infectious, and I love some bright moves. So, but his tips are real-world tips that will help you. Guys, you know me as Pete the Job Guy, but my name is Pete Langlois, and I've run staffing businesses for many, many years. I can find talent that I'm telling you that others can't, or I can find it faster, and most times I can do it for less money. Just reach out to me, Pete. At PeteTheJobGuy.com. If you have hiring needs, I'm happy to help. I've been doing this for quite a while, kind of a fixture here in Jacksonville, and I would love to help you out, whether it's temporary, temp-to-perm, or direct hire needs that you have. Now, I can't be all things to all people. You know, I'm specialized in the professional sector, so what does that mean? I place folks in you know, accounting, finance, technology, some clerical, administrative, HR, marketing types. Also, I work in the legal industry too, and I place office professionals, you know, very, very specialized technology people, you know, big data architects, if that's what you're looking for, if you need the network services, whether it's infrastructure, application development, business intelligence, wherever you're at in the technology space, I can help you find what others perhaps can't. You know, that's the beauty of doing something for a while and becoming an expert at it. Well, that music right there tells us we're coming to the bottom of the hour break. Join us on the back end. You're listening to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on News 104.5 WOKV. Welcome back, all you hard workers. If you're just joining us now, shame on you. Get up earlier. Listen to the whole show. But guess what? Every week, you know you can listen to the show in its entirety by going to PeteTheJobGuy.com, clicking on the Episodes tab, and each one is labeled. You get to listen to the podcast. You can listen to it as many times as you want. Why don't you try to set a record and listen to it 100 times, and then send me an email and quote everything I said in it. That would be awesome. Okay, I dare you to do that. All right, I know you're not going to do that. But, you know, today is a best-of show. And like I say, every week I have some of Jacksonville's most influential people that represent some bold and exciting companies right here in Jacksonville. And today I'm just playing quips and excerpts from some of my favorite guests. They're all my favorite, but I'm just picking and choosing ones that I like. This next segment that I'm going to play you is from Bobby Lynn Dawson. And the reason I like this, and she's founder of Power Up. And one thing that I like about her message is that, you know, change is inevitable. We all have to deal with change. And if you're prepared for it, you deal better with it, right? And Bobby Lynn teaches us how to deal with, you know, taking charge of your change. That's it. That's what she said. I remember it specifically, and it was great. Josh, let's play that. Let's play a segment from when we had our guest Bobby Lynn Dawson on the show.
One thing that has really stuck with me through this, because, you know, after you've had a great career, sometimes you really don't want to change. It can be difficult. You don't necessarily have the inspiration to change. But at the same time, if we don't change, we're dying. If we're not changing, we're not growing. Therefore, we are dying. And that also goes for companies and corporations. And that is also a big passion for me is let's talk about change. Let's embrace change. Matter of fact, let's take charge of our change. Let's not run from it. Let's take charge of it. And that is something that Power Up really focuses on, is helping people, helping individuals, but also helping companies take charge of the change that's going to get them to the next level.
One thing I read about you, and what was your favorite quote, and it says, and it's fantastic, your life doesn't get better by chance. It gets better by change. And that was said by Jim Rohn. Mm-hmm. I think that's a testimony to what you just said and your commitment to that.
Absolutely. And we're all going through different changes in our jobs and in our careers. And some of them we choose because we do, like I just talked about, wanted to make something different and wanted to build a company. But other people, this change is imposed upon them. It was maybe not their choice. Maybe it was a market downsize or a company downsize. So I also really like to look at that and, again, take charge of that change, because at first that can be very unsettling.
Right.
So that is something that we focus on as well.
Well, who are the people that could really benefit from Power Up training and coaching?
Sure. The people that I really like to focus on are your small to mid-level companies that may or may not have a training department. Many of them do not. I was at a meeting last week of HR directors, and I was blown away by how many of them do not have a training department at all. And they all talked about needing just a little bit of training here, a little bit of training there. And that's what I do. I love to go in, meet with the leaders of the company, and then customize training for their needs. So it's really that mid-level company that has a fair number of mid-level managers as well.
Got it. What do you think it is that prevents companies from growing?
Oh, my goodness. Of course, I'm going to say training, right? But also, I believe a lot of it comes to play in hiring. But that's for a different Sunday. But I also feel that it is in the training. But it's also nowadays certainly in understanding that you've got to make the changes to grow. You've got to make some companies will keep doing the exact same thing because it's worked right. Very well for them. With the rate that technology is changing all of our businesses, with the rate that it's changing the way we sell, the way we reach our customers, I feel like we have to address that. So we have to continue to be growing. And a lot of companies have a difficult time with that. And that's something that I'm so passionate about. I love to go in and see where we can make some changes and positive changes. And we want to empower these changes. I talked earlier about this 360-degree influencer. I believe that all of us within our companies can be that. We can have a part of that because you want your influence to go up to the people above you so that they're listening to you, so that they're hearing your ideas. And then obviously your influence below you of the people that you're managing or your junior level employees too. Right. So those are the ones that we like to attract.
All right. Just listening to Bobby Lynn talk reminds Josh and I of when she was in the studio. She's like a ray of sunshine, and she helped coach people through change. And change is consistent. Like she said, if you're not changing, you're not growing. So it's great information, and I was happy to have Bobby Lynn Dawson as one of my guests right here on Hard Worker. All right, guys, this next part of the show is one of my absolute favorites. This is where we get our leadership lesson from Coach Larry. And Coach Larry is Larry O'Brien, and he's an executive leadership coach, and he helps managers become effective leaders. And each week he gives us a tip. So this is where I invite people to get out a pen and paper if you're old school like me and jot down some notes. If you're new school like some millennials or people that prefer using your handheld device, get your thumbs ready. But either way, take some notes. And the notes that you're going to take are the things that you're going to do differently as a result of listening to Coach Larry give his leadership lesson this week. With no further ado, let's get our leadership lesson from Coach Larry.
At one point in my career, I used to work in a pretty toxic work environment. My team was responsible for doing a lot of the client-facing training and communications, and a colleague's team was responsible for all the back-end technology. So one day my phone rings. It's my colleague who leads that tech team, and he goes on to scream at me about a memo I wrote where, according to him, I took all the credit, didn't give his team any credit, and how I also did that on purpose, and on and on and on. Then I realized that he was on a speakerphone in his office with his best friend, who was also his direct report, by the way. And his direct report / best friend was hearing all of this. I was shaking mad. This event ruined my weekend and nearly ruined our ability to work together because I couldn't let it go. So today, I don't want to talk about how to address the situation in that moment. That's important, and it should be done. But what about the damage? What about the aftermath? Today, I want to talk about how to let things go so you don't negatively impact your own performance moving forward. Again, I'm not saying we should let go when someone insults us or attacks us, but how do you let go of certain mindsets that we have that don't work in our favor? Things like anger, jealousy, suspicion, anxiety, fear. I've mentioned before that we always have a choice about how we react. When we have a negative thought such as, I'm going to fail miserably, or my boss doesn't trust that I'm going to do a good job, or the team doesn't respect me. We have a choice to either feed those negative thoughts or to replace them with something positive. There's something called confirmation bias. If I have a negative thought or mindset, I'm going to look for something that's going to support, reinforce, in my mind, prove that negative thought and prove that I'm right to think that way. If I think the team doesn't respect me, I'm going to find examples that support that to be true. So knowing that you have a choice, replace those negative thoughts with something that is either positive or neutral. A neutral thought might be taking something at face value. If your boss says that they need an update on the project because she has a meeting on the board, take that at face value. Resist the temptation to assign that behavior to something negative. As humans, we tend to fill in the blanks or create these stories that are negative. If you have a negative mindset, say attending a standing meeting, you hate attending this meeting, it puts you in a bad mood. Put yourself in the mindset that this is an opportunity where you're going to find something positive about that meeting, or I'm going to be actively engaged in order to do what I can do to make that experience a positive one. And I'm not talking about multitasking or playing Fortnite on your cell phone. That's not what I'm talking about. Making it a positive experience, constructive for everyone. Another tool I like to use when letting go is to identify those things that you can control, cannot control, or influence. If something is truly out of your control, then don't waste your time worrying about it. If you control it or influence it, take action. But worrying about something that you can't control It's just a waste of time and energy. There are many other things that you can do to let things go. For example, for me, exercising in the morning works. If I know that I have a challenging day ahead, the fact that I exercised in the morning and did something good for myself, that helps me stay positive. And the endorphins that were released because I exercised also chemically help me stay positive. Also, focus on something more important. Get a life, if you will. If you spend so much time worrying what other people think, then perhaps you can replace that with something positive, like a new puppy or a new interest. But seriously, find something else to focus on. Finally, ask yourself, 5 years from now, will this matter? Will it be important? If the answer is no, move on and let it go. So, do you have problems letting things go? If you do, check out my website, MendozaAndOBrien.com, or connect with me on LinkedIn. This is Larry O'Brien, and this is your leadership lesson. Thank you.
Oh, and that was another great leadership tip from Coach Larry. Now, that was one that we've played before, and I told Larry I'm doing my best of this week, and which, you know, I'm going to select one of the ones that I really, really like and enjoy, and that was one that I thought was worth replaying. But nevertheless, I invite you folks to go to Mendoza and O'Brien. I invite you to engage Coach Larry. And remember, he does his programs in both English and Spanish. He's fully bilingual and does a fantastic job. MendozaAndO'Brien.com. All right, guys. Right now, we're going to take a quick commercial break. You're listening to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on News 104.5 WOKV.
What's up, Jacksonville? Angie here, president of Angie Staffing. If you're finding it harder and harder to find the right candidates, or your ads are letting you down, call me, Angie Staffing, 904-703-8880. I have over 20 years of experience right here in Jacksonville. I can help with anything, accounting, finance, legal, even that one position that's impossible to fill. Angie Staffing, 904-703-8880. We're bringing back the hustle.
Oh, that was a great commercial from someone that is pure, pure awesome sauce. I'll tell you that. Guys, again, you know me as Pete the Job Guy, but I'm Pete Langlois, and I run staffing agencies. If I can ever help you find talent here in Jacksonville, I'm happy to do it. Pete at PeteTheJobGuy.com. If you want to listen to the show in its entirety, or you just want to listen to Coach Larry's segment, or you want to just listen to Boston Danny's segment, or if you want all kinds of other fun stuff, go to my website, PeteTheJobGuy.com. We even have a section that's dedicated to telling you what the great restaurants are in town. Where should you go to eat, or where should you go to have some fun? We put that right there on my website, PeteTheJobGuy.com. That's fun. All right, Josh, now thinking about all our guests, you can go way back and you can go recent. It doesn't matter. We've had some of Jacksonville's most influential people, fun people that spend their Sunday mornings with us just trying to help everybody to be better in their careers. But is there anybody that sticks out that you really enjoyed having in the studio with us?
Oh, there's one that immediately comes to my mind, and I can't quite remember his name. Hopefully you can help me out with that. I think it was Alan something.
Alan Verlander.
The sports guy. Yeah. He put on a bunch of big events.
Yeah, yeah.
Something about a couple of coaches he got stuck between, or I don't remember exactly the story.
Okay.
Yeah,
I remember this. Okay, Alan really did a good job of explaining Jacksonville, why it's a great venue to put on major events in Jacksonville. I remember we kind of felt like we were the Chamber of Commerce a little bit when we were talking about Jacksonville, but he had a ridiculous story when I asked him about one of his most memorable times in his whole career. Let's go ahead and play that. It's really good.
We have a mayor who obviously is very sports related. Our new city council president, sports tourism is at the top of his list. And it was, the timing was just right. You know, I mean, you talk to people doing jobs, you know, every day, and it's just you know, with where I was with my age and career, it was the right time to take that jump. And we had enough clients that I knew we could build this company right away. And where we were a year ago to where we are now, it just blows my mind sometimes because I don't even recognize the business plan that we originally put together 18 months ago.
Right. And you think about Jacksonville, we are uniquely situated for big events, right? You got 95, you got I-10, you got a great airport that's right there, some of the best hotels. And I mean, I know I'm putting my Chamber of Commerce hat on, but we are the River City by the Sea. So not only do you come in for the event, but you could really drive revenue in a lot of different ways by having a really good event right here in Jacksonville.
You can, and that's the Spartan Race is a prime example. People came in from all over the country, and that a really world. I think we had people in from Spartan from 9 different countries, and then I think it was like 36 different states.
I was fourth in my age group, just in case you wanted to know. Yes,
hey,
I was.
Bump, virtual bump from back here, right? We can't be next to each other in studio, but so the Spartan Race was a prime example. People came in, and we were way out at WW Motocross Park, but so many people stayed at the beach. And so they got a true sense of what Jacksonville is about. And when we sell this city, we talk about we got great shopping, we got great retail, we got great restaurants, but we got beaches that are only 20 minutes away. And you need to take place of all of that stuff. We got a great downtown with the Riverwalk and all of that. So, and then go do the race on the west side of town so you can experience everything in Jacksonville. And to every event that we're trying to lure to Jacksonville, that's what we sell.
That is great because, I saw up to and in leading to the event. Oh, and Friday night, everybody's meeting here. Saturday, we're doing this. And people were putting it all together, these great plans, and it was all mapped out. You had some people taking fishing charters off the
yes, you did.
Spot. It was just fantastic. It was really well done. What's the next big event that's coming up?
Yeah, we just announced last week we're doing a the Bold City Showcase, which is our high school football. We're big into high school sports. We do a lot with high school programming. We work with Duval County Public Schools. But we have 6 great football teams that are going to suit it up, all be on television, all be on radio, which in high school you don't get a lot unless you're in the state championship games. But we're going to play it at Bowles. So we've got Lee is going to play Bartram Trail, 2 great storied programs. And then Mandarin's going to play, who's coming off their state championship last year. They're going to play Atlantic Coast, and then Bowles will play University Christian in the nightcap. And Mandarin's got one of the highest rated quarterbacks in the country. He's committed to Georgia right now. But we've got a lot of great players, but it's really to showcase the great high school football that we have. And so that's really our next big event. But then there's a small little football game in this year in November called Florida Georgia. I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
Might have heard of it
once or twice. And so we have done some stuff around that. And so there's just the fall for us is almost more of a resting and business development time. And the spring and summer are when a lot of these events occur.
Okay. When you look back over your career, and I know this is going to be hard to isolate it to just one or two, but what's one of your favorite events and most memorable events that you had a hand in?
So that's an easy one. So in 2010, I was the athletic director at Jacksonville University, and we were also hosting the NCAA tournament that year. And so our basketball team, we lost in the conference tournament, but we got placed in the NIT. And so we were sent out to Arizona to play Arizona State in the first round of the NIT. Well, I was also back in Jacksonville running the NCAA tournament here. So we were trying to do back. So that Sunday night, which is Selection Sunday, we get the teams. Well, we got 2 small teams with 2 small coaches named Duke and Mike Krzyzewski and Louisville and Rick Pitino at the time. And a lot of the other teams that were coming with them. Well, later that night, we get selected to go out to Arizona. So running the tournament here, on Tuesday, we're slated to go to Arizona and play there. So we have a press conference here Monday. I get on a private plane, fly out to Arizona, watch our team upset Arizona State on a 3-pointer at the buzzer on ESPN. It was on ESPN, and people were going nuts. My phone was blowing up and everything. I get right back from the arena on the plane and fly all the way back to Jacksonville for the practice days of the NCAA tournament that next day. That day, when you run an NCAA tournament, at 4:30, you have the planning meeting with every head coach of the 8 teams in your site and every athletic director. Mm-hmm. Here's the manual. Here's the thing. So I'm going over it. What do I have to say? And I'm literally walking in the room, and there's an empty seat, and I see it out of the corner of my eye. So I sit my notebook down, and I look to my right, Mike Krzyzewski. Look to my left, Coach Pitino. And I said, I bet I could sell this seat for a lot of money. And my biggest regret, one of my biggest regrets in life, is I didn't have somebody take a picture from the other side of me conducting a meeting with two of the most legendary basketball coaches ever. That would have been unbelievable. I do have that memory, and I do have people in the room that could vouch for me as well.
Oh, Josh, isn't that funny? Just listening to Alan speak. I mean, doesn't that bring you right back
in? Oh, yeah, we were back there again. He was telling us how excited he was, and I was smiling again, listening to tell the story again.
You know, and it's a gift, I think, because some people have the ability to paint a picture with words. And listening to him tell that story, I could see him sitting between two legendary basketball coaches just wishing he had a picture of that. It was good. Guys, this next part of the show is, you know, it's one of my favorites. And, you know, one of our weekly contributors is Boston Danny. And every week he gives us a Boston update. And he tells us about the weather. He brags about his sports teams and his grandson. And it's fantastic. But what he also does is he gives shout outs. You know, if somebody has a birthday, an anniversary, a special accomplishment, all you do is go to PeteTheJobGuy.com and you fill out a little thing on there to ask you a couple of questions. What shout out do you want to give? Who's the birthday? Who's it from? And Danny will do it live on the air. He'll give a big birthday shout out. Well, today is, again, our best of. So I'm choosing segments and choosing guests, and we're playing quippets from past shows. But this next one is one of my all-time favorite segments from Boston Danny. And we were talking about coaches and teachers. And I asked Danny, I said, you know, Danny, you know, I'm sure you've had some colorful teachers in your past. Can you tell me a little bit about, you know, maybe one or two of the teachers you've had? And guys, you have got to listen to this. And if you don't laugh at this, you don't have a funny bone. So with no further ado, let's listen to this segment of Boston Danny.
Oh, God, Pete. You know, I grew up Catholic education all my life. I went to a technical high school, Don Bosco Technical. Go Bears. I had brother Julius. I mean, this guy, he was an 80-year-old Salesian religious brother. Should have been retired 30 years before I met him. And he had a glass eye. He was deaf as a cord. But, you know, you give him a stack of packing pallets, he could build a grandfather clock that you'd pay $500 for in the school store, which I know because they sold all our projects that we had to do. Everything from deacon benches, the grandfather clocks, they made a little coin on us too. And remember, we had to pay to go to this school. I had to take a test to get accepted there. And it was a learning experience, let me tell you. They didn't spare the rod, and they gave me a great education. Got me where I am now. So, my other shop teacher, brother Henry, he had seven fingers total. I don't think he was made out to be a carpenter, but you know, two of them had metal rods stuck in them. And when he made a point, right into your chest. Did let you know.
Oh, Boston Danny, love that guy. Remember, I went to boot camp with him over 30 years ago. We've been lifelong friends ever since. Great guy. Thank you, Boston Danny, for the laughs. I hope you got some laughs this morning. Well, I appreciate everybody tuning in and listening to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy this morning. This was a best of show. You can listen to all my shows in their entirety by going to Pete at PeteTheJobGuy.com. And if you want to email me something you want to have addressed on the show, just go to Pete at PeteTheJobGuy.com. Again, my website is PeteTheJobGuy.com. I think I screwed that up a little bit. But that music tells us that we're coming to the end of the show. You've just listened to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on News 104.5 WOKV.